Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, the halacha topic from Moed Katan Daf Tezvav is the topic of an avel wearing tefillin. We discussed this halacha topic previously in Maseches Brachos on Daf Yud Aleph. In fact, Rashi and Tosas elaborate on this halacha much more, even though our Masechta is well known for the halachos of avelus. The halachos of an avel is expounded on the Daf, in the Mefarshim of the Daf, Rashi and Tosas, much more in Brachos on Daf Yud Aleph. Hence, Be'ezer Hashem, we are going to connect our halacha from the daily Daf of Moed Katan to Maseches Brachos, and go back to the halacha from the daily Daf of Brachos, Daf Yud Aleph, and discuss some of the most fascinating diyunim in the poskim in regards to halachos of an avel and tefillin. The Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph tangentially had mentioned that avel is chayiv in all mitzvos except for tefillin, because the pasuk in Yecheskel tells Yecheskel not to mourn the way an average person mourns, and he should wear the pe'er. Normally would be contradicted by the offer that is on his head. So Rashi says that the point is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give Yecheskel a tzivui when he was mourning on his wife, that he should not have the hanhagos of mourning, and Yecheskel is being taught to do the inverse, which would indicate that an avel does not wear tefillin. Because the pasuk is telling us, according to Rashi, that an avel goes with the antithesis of a pe'er, and that means he cannot go with tefillin because he has dirt on his hair. Due to a technical question, Tosas in the Dibur HaMaskil Shenemar concludes something that is extremely important in terms of understanding tefillin and avelos, as well as for the halacha lemaisa. Tosas says that the custom to put dirt on one's head was only a custom on the first day of avelos. Hence, we learn that the halacha that an avel does not wear tefillin only applies to the first day of avelos. This halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Simin Lamiches Sifhei. Avel b'yom rishon aser laniach tefillin. It's prohibited for an avel to put on tefillin on the first day of his avelos. Mikan ve'elech chayiv. Nevertheless, afterwards he's going to be chayiv. Up until here, the halacha is quite clear. There is, however, a little bit of difference of opinion, as well as a difference in custom, in the following instance that is raised by the Shar HaTzion on this halacha. The Mishnah Berurah says that it doesn't make a difference whether the person was buried on the day that the Nifter passed away or not. There are many Rishonim who hold that for Avelus to be considered Avelus min HaTorah, the Ptira and the Kvura has to take place on the same day. How do we understand in regards to the Halacha of Tefillin? Is the Halacha, the Ptura of Tefillin, dependent on Ptira and Kvura as taking place on the same day? Because for many Rishonim, the only time Avelus is Daraisa is on the first day when the Kvura and the Ptira took place on the same day. Mishnah Berurah says, don't worry about it. He says, V'alkein, afilum nikbar balayla, lo niyaniach tefillin bayom. The first day after Kvura, it could only be an hour sometimes, that's a separate set of halachos, that the Kvura took place an hour before Shkia. So in such a case, that of course would count in of itself by a day. But that day, the Avel is going to be Potter. However, the Mishnah Tzion in Sifkat and Yud Aleph does point out that the Maritats and the Chayei Adam disagree. And they say that these halachos are only dependent when Avelus Yom Rishon is Doraisa. Hence, really, the whole Yesod that we saw in our Gemara only applies when the Kvura and the Ptira is on the same day, and often, if not the majority of the time, then where usually the
not in Eretz Yisrael, but particularly in the state, there, and particularly when the Nifter is brought for Kfuret Yisrael, the Avelos is not on the same day as the Ptira, and according to Maritatz and the Chai Yodam, the halacha is that they Ovel would have to put on even in the first day. In a fascinating footnote in the Sefer Pnei Baruch, in Perek Yud Gimel, Ha'ara Ches, Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach is quoted as following on a certain level the opinion of the Maritatz and the Chai Yodam. And he concludes, even though we do not follow this opinion, and we assume always the first day of Avelus, one is Chayiv, one would be Potter from Tefillin, many God-fearing people nevertheless are careful to put on Tefillin in private, on condition without saying the blessing, because according to the Mishnah Berurah, one would not be Chayiv. The one exception is, if the Ptira took place on Shabbos, then even Rav Shlomo Zalman said the minig of Yerushalayim, of God-fearing Jews in Yerushalayim, is not to put on tefillin on a Sunday. I did see in some Sfarim a good question on the Chumrah that Rav Shlomo Zalman did encourage to be followed, and that is that the whole assumption, the Maritatz and the Chayodam, is that Avelus Yom Rishon is the Oraisa, so then in such a case, that would only apply when the Kfura and the Ptira is on the same day. If it doesn't, then the whole Pasuk of Perecha Chavush Me'alecha does not apply. However, we do not paskin in Shulchan Aruch that Avelus Yom Rishon is the Raisa. According to the Ramah, in Shin Sadi Tes Yud Gimel Yoredeh, we paskin Avelus Yom Rishon is only Durabbanan. Then the argument would presumably fall away. However, this is the custom, and in cases of tragedy, I did mention to a Talmud that had the wherewithal to question that if who was in Yerushalayim to follow this position of Rav Shlomo Zalman to have the tefillin put on in private. Finally, not related to Halacha Lemaisa, it is interesting to note that the Rambam is of the position that on Tisha B'Av, there were mikzas chachamim who only put on the tefillin shel yad and did not put on their tefillin shel rosh at all. Our custom is not to put it on shachris, but we put on the tefillin shel yad as well as the tefillin shel rosh. The Rambam quoted a custom of some chachamim that they put on only shel yad, not the shel rosh. Soloveitchik had a fascinating hezman the shuei arav, why Rambam held that way, and Rav Nevinsal gave me an explanation that is relevant over here in our Rashi. Rav Nevinsal said very beautifully that on Tisha B'Av, even though there was a chiyuv to put on tefillin, but nevertheless, they were sitting with Afer on their head, and they couldn't, because as Rashi said, the Afer is a stira to the tefillin. So that could be an explanation to the Shitas HaRambam. What emerges is that an Avel is potter from the first day from tefillin. We did raise some question, what happens if it doesn't happen, the Ptira and the Kfura does not happen the same day? And then Rav Shlomo Zalman suggested that it should be put on in private without a bracha, except if the day of the Ptira was on Shabbat. Be'ezer Hashem, this concludes the beautiful sugyas on Daf Yud Aleph in Maseches Brachos.